Well, joining me is what I like to refer to as Saskatoon hockey parent royalty. Jeff and Rita Shen are, of course, the wife and husband and father and mother of two boys who play in the National Hockey League and had long careers, 10-plus years in the league, and Luke now with the Winnipeg Jets and Braden with the St. Louis Blues. And those two teams will face each other in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs starting Saturday in Winnipeg. Jeff joins me. Jeff, it's really something that this is the first time that your boys are going to face off against each other in a playoff series. Done enough times in the regular season, but it brings a little extra significance when it's the first time for a playoff series.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. Actually, we were 20 seconds away from not playing each other. if Anaheim would have beat Minnesota there at the end. But yeah, it's going to be something to look forward to as a parent and as a brother. And we're going to enjoy it. That's what we're going to do. We're gonna cheer for Luke and we're going to cheer for Braden. And that's what it's going to be about.
I was going to ask, do you bring special clothing or anything like that in order to do this?
Zero. Actually, they're very hard games to do. We've done a lot of these games along the way as far as just regular season games when they're just matching up. And you always get, who do you cheer for? And you know what? The ideal game would be overtime with somebody winning. But when it comes to the playoffs now, that's going to be a different situation. And we're hoping for Game 7. And yeah, let it happen where it happens. But no matter which rink we're in, we cheer for our kids, and that's all we do.
You and Rita will travel as much as you can to see these games?
Yeah, we're going to keep a pretty good eye on it for sure. And we've got some other commitments that we're going to have to work with. But we're going to get to the most that we can.
The nice thing about this series is that at least one brother is going to be heading on to round two. Their season's not going to be both over after this first round.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, St. Louis just coming in at the end. And Winnipeg having a hell of a year. It's been unreal. They've been so consistent throughout. And such a great organization. Luke has been, you know, there's ups and downs with Luke with having to move away from your family and having three kids, but Winnipeg Jets have treated him unreal. They've been great with his family. They've been great with Luke, giving him a couple days off here and there to go back and see his family in Nashville, and it's been really good for Luke.
Braden, does he have kids at all? How many grandchildren do you guys have?
I've got 5 3/4. Braden's got 2. Luke's got 3.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun, too, to be able to see those youngsters grow up as well right in front of you and in the midst of all their games.
You know, they're pretty lucky. Luke's kids are a little bit older, the oldest being 8, and they're huge hockey fans. You know, they've got their Jets gear going right now, and they're down on the glass for warm-ups, and it's pretty good for the two of the boys to really realize what's going on. Braden's got 2 boys that live and breathe hockey. They're mini sticks. They are, what would they be, 3 and 1.5, yeah, and they're mini sticks 10 hours a day. Yeah. They absolutely love it, and Braden's got his little guy on the ice. He's 3 years old, and he's skating full bore already, and he puts tons of time on the ice. Loves the game.
I'm speaking with Jeff Shen, of course, father of Braden and Luke, who are going to be meeting in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs starting Saturday in Winnipeg. Jeff, let's talk about these two teams and your boys' involvement with them. Braden is the obvious one, captain of the St. Louis Blues, a team that basically had a meteoric rise in the second half of the season to catch a playoff spot when nobody really gave him much of a chance, you know, right around the turn of coming into 2025.
Yeah, no, it's been quite the tale for them. Actually, they've made some, the two free agent guys, or the two offer sheet guys, yes, have had a huge impact. Bringing in Fowler has had a huge impact. They have their D, I don't even know how many games their D would have, but good, solid, puck-moving guys, and they've just sort of took it and run with it. They got on a bit of a heater, and they've been rolling since the Four Nations, and so it's going to make for a good series.
You brought up the Four Nations. If there's one guy that defined what the Four Nations was about, It's Jordan Binnington in goal, who, of course, backstopped Canada to the gold medal in that particular tournament. And he's just carried it on since then, it seems.
Yeah, he's been great. He's, obviously the backbone. And if you don't have goaltending, you're in one. And Binner's been great. He's a good guy for everybody. And he just seems to rise to the occasion for these big games. So it's going to be great. Great. Then you got Hollebuck on the other side, who is number one in the league. So it's going to be a good battle.
Tell me about Braden and his role as you see it with the Blues, besides just being captain.
You know what? He brings a lot of experience. Braden still brings a lot of grit to his game, which is important, and which is important when the playoffs come. It takes time to get into the leadership role and have an NHL team for sure. But these young guys are coming along nice, and you got guys like Thomas and Kyrou that are coming along great, and it's just sort of happening right now, and where it's going to take them, we'll find out in a couple weeks.
Indeed. Let's go to the other side. Luke, speaking of grit, that's what he brings to the Winnipeg Jets blue line. I mean, I'm a Winnipeg guy. I'm a Jets fan. So to me, that was one thing that may have been missing a little bit on the blue line, and he certainly plugged that gap as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he's that's his game, right? That's what he does. He's a big physical guy, loves the physicality, loves he's got some playoff experience, some Stanley Cup experience, and playing on a team with, even himself, he says he's good at it because Winnipeg's got such good structure. You know, they're not a freewheeling team, and that benefits Luke a lot, and he's been able to play his game, and it's worked out so far pretty good with Winnipeg, and again, we'll see what this brings.
Yeah, you mentioned Hellebuck. They've got Scheifele, Connor. I mean, it's a team that's got some real stars. Morrissey on the back end is definitely a top-notch player like that. How did he find himself, speak about him, how did he find himself fitting in with that group?
Oh, they've been awesome, too. The first 3 weeks he lived with Mark Scheifele. He's helped them along, but the whole group of themselves, I think they have a great dressing room, and and with the transition of moving away from your family, they've been great for them. And hey, they've got a lot of, they're deep. They've got some, the third, fourth lines are solid. One of the best power plays in the league. And then you got one of the top, if not the top goalie in the league. So they're pretty solid. There's no doubt about it. And, it's the playoffs. You don't win in the playoffs without goaltending, and that's where it goes from there. It's just, if Hellebuck can be good, then, or great, you don't even need to be good. You need to be great in the playoffs, then that's going to make a difference. So I'm excited to get it going.
Yeah. Each of your boys have a Stanley Cup ring. Jeff, I'm sure you'd love to be able to celebrate with one of them. Whichever one happens to win the first round, goes on and can win another Stanley Cup ring. And bring that cup back here to Saskatoon and have some more fun with it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's always good. It's an unbelievable moment. You saw Rory McIlroy the other day.
That's right.
Of the emotion that goes into it, and how hard you work to get to where you're going, and to have both of them in the playoffs, and have both of them competing against each other. It's going to be a good series for both, and tough for both. It's hard to play against your brother, but when playoffs come, it's game on, and that's absolutely just what it is.
Jeff, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you meeting with me, chatting about this. It's a unique story. It's the first time ever they're playing against each other in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there's a lot of interest in both cities. Thank you. Safe travels for you and Rita.
Thanks, and let's go Blues, let's go Jets.